It's not great. A fifth straight loss for your Montreal Canadiens, 6-3 in their first ever trip to Las Vegas. The worst road team in the NHL taking on the best home team in the NHL. I suppose 6-3 sounds like what the score should have probably been. Habs have now lost 11-12 on the road. And I don't know, you know, if the game was meant to showcase Antti Niemi in the hopes that you could interest somebody in offering a draft pick for him in advance of the trade deadline, say that didn't work out. If the goal was to give Price kind of a bounce back, night off, a reassess, readjust, refocus, didn't work either. 6-3 loss didn't do much in terms of good for your Montreal Canadiens, except for the fact that it shows they're committed to the tank. The Canadiens are not losing focus on trying to get as low in the standings as possible. If you're watching for that purpose, or if you're rooting for let's go low, or let's get that great draft pick, well, things are working out quite well. Your Montreal Canadiens scores in this one, at least there were some. Charles Hudon, his 8th of the season. It had to be one of the nicest goals of the season for one of the Habs, from old Chud. Nikita Sherbak gets his first of the year, a beauty goal. He was on fire in this game, actually. Sherbak was the most interesting part of that game from a Montreal Canadiens standpoint. He's a solid night. He fired one off the post a little bit later. Looked like a sure goal. He seemed engaged. He seemed like one of the few players actually playing. Drouin also scoring his 9th of the year. Came on the power play, but otherwise not a great night for Drouin. Did get that goal, but while Sherbak and Chud both absolutely contributed to the little bright spots, Drouin, didn't see so much of him. Max Pacioretty, did not see much of him. Thomas Plekanec, even Brendan Gallagher. Not much of a night from your Montreal Canadiens in Vegas. Though there was a lot going on in the early going. 3-2 after the first 20 minutes. Actually, it was 3-2 after the first 11 and a half minutes. Rapid fire scoring through the first half of the first period. Smith scores 2 minutes 16 seconds in the game. Then you got Hudon 4:32. Then Hunt 6:50. And then at 9:51, no sec. That's the point where Antti Niemi yanked Carey Price in. Oobwish. And then 11:47, Sherbak got his first of the season. So they were coming fast and furious in the first. By the time we crawled around to the third period, it was 6-2 in the early going. Habs are making 6-3 on that aforementioned power play goal from Drouin. Yeah, just another disinterested Carey Price in nets for the Canadiens. I don't know if it's overall, he's disinterested. So, I mean, that perhaps leads to a lack of focus and just he's not the Carey Price he needs to be. I mean, I get it. I'm disinterested myself. I assume you're disinterested to a degree. You know, none of us are bringing our normal vigor and passion to this Canadian season. Why would we? Everyone knows what it is. But for the rest of us, we're not getting paid millions of dollars to be interested in this. $84 million kicks in for Carey Price beginning of next season. 8-year deal, $10.5 million per. I don't know, Carey. That kind of coin, that kind of commitment from the organization, you could look interested. That's all I'm asking. I know it's probably not very fun. And the defense in front of him is atrocious. I mean, Alzner, getting sick of that. Ben, not particularly good in this one. What do we got to do to get Yarabek back in the lineup? And it's a problematic season when I'm saying things like, what do we got to do to get Yarabek back in the lineup? when I'm talking about Charles Dudon and Nikita Shcherbak as the bright spots in a showcase start of Antti Niemi. Boy. Good thing there were some Olympics on and Canada got a medal. And good thing that the NBA skills contest and dunk contest was on, even though it's kind of boring. Because I needed my Saturday night redeemed after watching that game. At least there was action, I suppose. 6-3 makes it look like it was more exciting than it was, I think. As I said, this game was dead early in the third, probably even well before that. That Drouin nothing goal almost makes it more respectable than it should be. The Habs are pounding. And hey, the Knights are the best team in the NHL somehow. Let me rephrase that. The Knights are the first place team in the NHL. That's right. I still don't completely believe in the Golden Knights. But, poof. One more on the road still, by the way, before they get back home, if that matters at all. They're at the Flyers on Tuesday night, 7 o'clock. Next week's schedule also has them at the New York Rangers on Thursday, a game I plan on being at. What an exciting time to go see the Habs. At least, hopefully, that means my tickets will be cheap. And the big boys, the cream of the crop, Tampa Bay Lightning at the Bell Center on next Saturday night. Scores from around the rest of the NHL on the Saturday night. Los Angeles, they doubled up on Buffalo. They beat them 4-2, a shootout between Anaheim and Minnesota. Had the Ducks win that one 3-2. Ottawa, good job, Ottawa. Keep climbing them standings. Senators beat the Rangers 6-3. Arizona blanks Edmonton, unfortunately. Edmonton following in Montreal's footsteps and losing to the Coyotes. 1-0 win for the Coyotes over the terrible Oilers. New Jersey, impressive win 4-3 over Tampa Bay. Pittsburgh beats Toronto. Hey, that's a statement from the Penguins. That's a 5-3 win for the Pens. Big game, probably the biggest game on the NHL schedule on Saturday night. Pittsburgh's not done yet, kids. Detroit, they beat Nashville 3-1. Chicago destroys Washington 7-1. Vancouver all over Boston 6-1. And Florida doubling up on Calgary by a 6-3 score. That'll do it for this morning afternoon after mini pod. We'll be back after they play the Flyers on Tuesday. Until then, find me on Twitter at ZachDropsTweets. At the Montreal Bias for the pod. RabbitHabs.com is at RabbitHabs. Until next time, take care.